Yeah, they ain't gonna like it. They ain't gonna like it. I be getting to the money. Everybody mad. Think I'm getting too much money. Everybody mad.
Alrighty, so welcome to another episode of XO Tribesmen. I'm Kirkland, and today I have a special guest with me because I got inspired a few weeks ago. So I'm keeping this podcast thing on the roll, y'all. This is like gonna be like the third episode in a row or whatever. But so I saw the meme, or not the meme, the what do you call it? The I guess it's a meme. It's a video from, what you call it, Keke Palmer. And she was on that Vanity Fair thing where they were questioning her on the lie detector. And she was like, have you ever ghosted anybody before? And she was like, yes, I've ghosted somebody before. She said, especially if you do something wrong to me, it'll be like I never even existed. And then, of course, my special guest here, Miles, posted it on his Insta story talking about, yep, that's me. I ghost people. And I was like, perfect. That's going to be the next podcast topic. And so, a week later, I am here. We're doing the podcast episode about ghosting. So, Miles, introduce yourself. Tell the people who you are if they don't already know, because they should know, because you famous as food. But go ahead.
First off, I'm not famous. I feel like famous people wouldn't speak to you if they see me in Kroger, so I don't want to call myself famous. I definitely would speak back if I saw you in Kroger or Walmart or something like that, so I'm not famous. Anyway, my name is Miles, or Miles David, or if you've been following me on Twitter for a long time, many miles away, on Instagram, just miles away. That's my tag, but...
Come on, many miles away.
I am 26 years old. I live in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm originally from Louisiana. I was born in Baton Rouge.
Please explain to the people the difference. Because people think New Orleans is Louisiana.
I was actually just talking to somebody a couple of days ago about Louisiana in general. And they're from Shreveport, Louisiana. And in my mind, and I'm sure people in New Orleans can share the same sentiment, if you haven't really been affected by a hurricane, like legit, like felt the water around your house, or just really been affected by the storm, for real, or a storm, then we really, really, really don't claim you like that. We just call you like a Southern Arkansas. That sounds so harsh, because we supposed to love everybody the same. But I'm just saying, if you're in Shreveport, you ain't never been without power because of a hurricane for like 2 or 3 weeks. So... just saying.
They're just a different part.
And then New Orleans in itself has its very, very own separate culture from Louisiana. So I definitely understand why people from New Orleans feel that they're their own entity. So, I mean, I get it.
Well.
But it is, we're all Louisiana. We all love the fleur-de-lis and the boot.
Well, see, at me being me being geographically challenged, I was not aware that those were different places until maybe like 5 or 6 years ago. I thought...
You didn't know New Orleans was different from Louisiana?
No, I thought it was Louisiana. Good like, I didn't. I'm just being honest. I didn't know. But now, you know, I'm educated in things, so I understand.
I mean, I guess I understand. Because when people go to New Orleans for fun, especially if they're not from the South, they just have to go to New Orleans. You're not saying I'm going to
They no one ever says I'm going to Louisiana. That's what I mean, yeah. So now I understand the difference and the nuances and what they mean, so... Now that we've dived into where Miles is from, now that we've dived into where Miles is from, how old he is, did you say what you do?
I am.
Oh, he left that out on purpose. He thought I wasn't going to remember.
So, I am a signed big and tall model, or aka brawn model. I'm signed to IMG Models based in New York.
IMG.
I've been signed since March of 2018.
Mm. Damn.
It's been a minute. Even though it doesn't feel like it, but it has been a minute.
It's It's been a long time.
Yeah, but I'm very proud of the fact of, you know, where I am with it, what I've learned from the experience, and how I can, you know, use it moving forward. So it's been an interesting year, or two actually, since moving to Atlanta. So,
oh, let's talk about that journey. Well, let's dive into that, because, like he said, he's originally from Louisiana and moved here for school. If I'm correct, mm-hmm. right?
Grad school. Yep.
Oh, sorry, not undergrad. Not undergrad. Grad school. Just had to let you niggas know.
Just saying.
So he moved here, and so I was introduced to him by another big and tall guy that I was pushing to be a model.
You know what's crazy? I often think about that, because we're talking about James, right?
Mm-hmm.
Me James. And James were classmates, and I had known James prior to moving to Atlanta. But I don't think either of us knew we were going to be in the same program. So when I saw him, I was like, oh, familiar face, that's cool. And then for that connection to turn into what has been, you know, transpired over the past 2 years was really organic and authentic. And I felt like, you know, it was supposed to happen.
Everything was supposed to happen. Yeah. So I met James because when I started pushing XL Tribe, he reached out to me and was like, hey, I think I'm a good fit. So we met up. We went to Krog Street Bridge, and we took a bunch of photos that turned out super dope. Actually, some of them I still use in my marketing today, because even though it was the beginning of my journey as a photographer, blogger, they really came out so well. And so, from those photos, I was like, I want to use him as the face of XL Tribe. Because at that time, I was not showing my face on the brand. So,
let's just celebrate that. Look how, like, your face is the brand now.
Now it is, but yeah, I didn't want it to be. Actually, I wanted it to be James. And James was not ready for, I think, the attention that was starting to come his way. And so he was like, I don't want to do this anymore, but I know this other guy that's really good for what you're trying to do. And he's like, let me introduce you to Miles. So he introduced me to Miles, and I was like, ah. It's like, it was it. And I think our first photo shoot was the one by Target, right?
By the bridge?
Yeah.
The Atlantic Station? Yes.
Yep. So that was our first photo shoot. So I told him to bring three outfits.
Was it three?
Yes, you did. We're not gonna talk about that, but you did.
Okay.
Because life is this all a part of your journey of where you've come. But yeah, I think maybe it was two. It was definitely more than one.
Yeah, definitely more than one.
Okay, so it was more than one and less than three. Let's say that. So we took those photos by the bridge, and then we took some photos on the train tracks, like near the train tracks, not on them. And then I think the next one I did like a little short video. At that time, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I pulled out my little phone and I was doing whatever I call video at that time. It was not good. It's still around. I'm pretty sure you can find it somewhere, because I've never deleted it, but that's not, listen, I've grown. It's beneath me now. So then after that journey comes, I'm like, Miles, I think like you're a good fit. I want to shoot you on a regular basis. I was like, I'm going to shoot you like 2 times a week. We're going to do, you know, 2 outfits every time. So I'll have, you know, something for a month. And so I think I shot you like maybe 3 more times. And then before I could tell anybody, I was like, damn, this guy is gonna blow the fuck up, and he gonna leave me and my little bread behind. And sure enough, taking like maybe 2 or 3 photo shoots, and he got the call. It was like, we want you to come model for us. And I was like, who? He was like, IMG. I say, excuse me? Who? He says, IMG. I said, no, no, no. Repeat that again. He's like, IMG. I'm like, And he was like, on my website. I was like, you lying. First, you use a lie. Use a lie.
No, I was telling the absolute truth. That's how it happened.
That's, little did I know, that's exactly how the story happened. But at the moment, I was so shocked that, like, anybody who was, first of all, at that time, I could barely get, a year and a half to 2 years ago, I could barely get 10 people on my site in a week. Mm-hmm. And, like, so the fact that one of those 10 people a week was him,
yeah,
like, of all people, it was just mind-blowing. Because I was just really getting started.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Look at that.
Yeah, because
that
it was
good.
It was, it, Instagram was a little easier, but the website was super hard. Because at that time I didn't know anything about SEO, so I wasn't doing anything to help search engines find my content. And plus, being in the big and tall space, there's only one other person or one other brand that's doing anything close to what I'm doing. That's Chubster. And so I didn't know that the reason, like, if once I started getting into SEO, that people would find me organically, because it's not that hard. There's not many resources available. So at that time, I didn't know anything about that. So it was just me, like, on Facebook, please go to my website, or on Pinterest, look at content I made, please go to my website. So it was like that. And so the fact that, you know, Ivan was looking at my content was mind-blowing to me. So then we'll fast forward like 3 months, and then I see Miles put up.
I was about to ask you who's Ivan, but I let it slide.
Thank you.
I didn't want to call you out like that, but it's okay. I knew who you were talking about.
At first, I was talking about Ivan, though.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was talking about you, but using the same name. No. I mean Miles.
Okay.
Yes. So, then fast forward 3 months later, Miles puts up an Instagram post that you, I think your first official shoot was Target, right?
Yes. My first official shoot with that bald face and bald head. Woo. That was a interesting shoot. But yes, my first shoot was with Target. The company, why am I spacing out the name of that company? I feel so bad.
Your face?
No, I can't think of the name of the company that actually sells the clothes at Target.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Will? Is Will in the name of it? Oh, no. This is so bad. This is so
we
bad.
Know who this is. Not Goodfella.
It is. Oh. I think it is Goodfella. Is it?
No, because 2.5 years ago, I thought it was Massimo or something like that.
Massimo is sold in Target, but Goodfella is like the specific biggest.
Then it was Goodfella. Goodfella.
I think, should we check that?
Maybe we should check. But anywho, it's a brand that sold at Target, and Target was the first one. And I saw him post, I think it was maybe like a flight photo or like heading to your first shoot. And all I could think about was like, Kurt, don't cry right now, like, that's all I just kept thinking, because I, for the life of me, even still today, like, that's what I put up the other day, like, every time I see, like, I feel like I want to cry, but then I'm like,
you better not cry,
I don't know why I say that, but I don't, because you know, it feels like something I'm doing in the world fucking matters.
It was surreal for a bunch of reasons, because it felt like it was supposed to happen in a way, because as soon as the rep, his name is Josh from IMG, like, major shout out to Josh, he's doing amazing things at IMG with the Braun division.
Yes, Josh.
When he reached out to me on Instagram, this was in March of 2018, right? I had already had a flight booked and an Airbnb purchased, or like, you know, down paid for April of 2018, just to go to New York, just off GP, because I had never been before. I was like, I need a little break from Atlanta. Let me go to New York. It's not that bad. Like, Southwest got a sale. Boom.
Listen, how you be catching these Southwest sales? Because this is the second time we've been talking about this little Southwest sale.
You gotta check your email. You gotta check your email. You gotta add them on Facebook. You gotta really be a Southwest fan. Because if you're not following them, you're not going to know when those limited little sales happen. You could be like a day late and literally a dollar short. Because sometimes they'll be like from like Monday to Thursday, we doing the sale. Most people, you know, like they busy Monday to Thursday, so you might not check that one email that tells you that you're about to get a really good ass sale, and then come Friday, you asked out.
Because the sale's gone.
Because the sale over with. That's how it be sometimes. But I've already had that flight, like, you know, planned up or whatever. He contacted me in March and asked me when I was going to be in New York, and it just organically, I'm going to be there in April.
Okay, so this is exclusive, because I didn't even know this part of the story. I didn't know that you were already planning to go to New York.
It wasn't me going to New York. Had nothing to do with modeling. It was just me wanting to go experience New York. Oh, and because I had gotten tickets to go see Wendy Williams. You know I love Wendy Williams. If y'all don't know, I love Wendy Williams. You know what's funny about that?
He loved Wendy Williams.
But you know what's funny about that even more? I went there for a purpose, which was to go see Wendy, and then something else happened along the way, which has now proven to be a greater purpose for me. Because I didn't know I was going to, you know, get reached out to by a representative from IMG. You know, like that's a agency that has been the winning contract for America's Next Top Models couple seasons. Mm-hmm. Like, so Tyra Banks knows exactly who IMG is. So from my name to be associated with that and the likes of who they carry on the IMG was a little earth shattering. And sometimes still it gives me goosebumps. You know, like I said before, I'm not famous, but to have my name be mentioned on a website that has produced such household names, mm-hmm. I can sleep well at night knowing that, you know, so I'm good with that.
You famous. So after this journey, the beginning journeys of getting signed to IMG, being first it was Target, then randomly, this one was random actually, the second one was random, the second time I seen him. Like, because I don't think you told anybody about the Levi's.
Yeah, I tried to keep that on hush.
Okay. So he tried to keep that on the hush. But one thing I do that I think really sets me apart as far as getting to understand the industry, I do a lot of research. And because just like how the beginning of Big and Tall, the Big and Tall modeling exploded from Target slipping in Zach Miko into their Goodfella line, and then BuzzFeed and then Chopster picking him up, and then it exploding because he became the first brawn model at IMG.
Full circle moment. I just had a photo shoot with Belk in North Carolina this past weekend, and I shot with Zach. So it was really like
full circle.
It was full circle because when Zach first appeared on America's Next Top Model, which was like early 2018, I saw that, and like in my mind, I was like, I could do that. Not, you know, not thinking that I really was setting myself up to do that. Yeah.
You see how you see this is the power of intention, because you said it just callously and just kept on moving about your life, not realizing that you were actually setting yourself up to actually be in the room, because I'm calling it.
Yeah. So that photo shoot this past weekend was definitely full circle. I had a little conversation with God. And like I told you, like when you tagged me, I was like, a lot of my, everything I've done in modeling is at the core of XL Tribe. So you having this platform helped me tremendously.
And that, I can't thank you enough. And Miles, you're welcome. And Miles is just an example of everything I've ever wanted to do in the world. It's really I wanted to do two things, and I think this is why every one of my businesses before failed, because I was never serving people. I was only serving myself. Every business prior to this was, how do I get rich? This was the first business I started with no business plan, no intention to make money. I didn't, this business,
it was genuine.
Yeah, because I had a job when I had a full-time job when I first started this brand, and my job was to create a destination resource for Big and Tall men to find clothes, because I was tired of seeing Big and Tall men, and every time, like, I would have a conversation with them, because like I feel like anytime I go into Burlington or Ross or TJ Maxx
and Marshalls, very slept on, by the way, if you are a Big and Tall guy with some broad shoulders on you, I'm not saying that you can, like, put a whole outfit together from TJ Maxx and Marshalls, but you can definitely find pieces.
Definitely, okay. definitely. I'll accept. You can definitely find pieces. You can
absolutely
yes.
find pieces.
Yes, I agree. Because sometimes they have a bigger shirt selection yep. and not a bigger pants selection, or sometimes they have bigger shoe selection mm-hmm. and none of the both. So I agree. You can definitely always find pieces, and that's the thing that big and tall men have to do that smaller men don't have to do. We have to shop. We have to shop everywhere to get a whole outfit.
We got
to
shop when they sell our size.
Thank you. And then some stores sell your size in this, but not that. In that. So you end yep. up having to go to TJ Maxx to find a shirt, Marshall's to find your shoes, Ross to get your pants, you know, Gap to find some chinos, DXL to get your underwear.
Right.
So it's like you have these different places you got to go to shop. And that's the thing with big men in general aren't natural shoppers mm-hmm. or taught shoppers. I'll say that. I won't say natural. They aren't taught shoppers. So that's why most men end up not being very stylish as they can be, because in order for us to look well, we have to shop around. So that brings me to Levi's, because I shop around both for myself and just to be able to let people know, you know, where to find things that are affordable in our sizes. So I just happened to be on Levi's because I was looking for some jeans. Because I was e-styling someone, and they was like, they love Levi's jeans. And I said, but he said to me, they're never in my size. And I was like, Levi's has one pair of jeans that was made for big men, mm-hmm. and that's 541.
Mm-hmm. Look at you.
And I go to Levi's to look at the 541. And guess who I see as the model? The first thing I did was screenshot. Oh my God, you are Levi's! It was like that moment. And so it was another proud moment, because I was like, this one was Lolo. I just happened to find it because I was digging. And like, even, I mean, you were already humble, but like, that was like even more humbling that you was like, you did Levi's! And you was cool about it. Like,
although I do pride myself on being a humble person, I think that's a key to like my personality. I feel like anybody that knows me can attest to that, that I try my best to be humble. But a lot of that was just me not realizing that I had that opportunity. You know what I'm saying? If that makes any sense. I was like, Levi's really got in touch with my agency and was like, we want him.
Wait. They picked you out the lineup?
Yeah.
You know that new meme emojis, y'all? My head is like, it just exploded.
Me and all of my stuff, they were like, well, yeah, we want you to come out here to California and do a photo shoot with us. And I did that. And it like went on their website. So, like I said, a part of me still can't believe that it actually happened. But it did. And I'm eternally grateful for that. Because you couldn't have told me before I moved to Atlanta that was going to happen.
Look at that. You know what? I have a question.
What's that?
How your mama feel? Because, you know, I feel like mamas are quintessential for like, that's my baby.
You know what's funny? Somebody, I was just on Facebook, and somebody was like, one of my mom's friends that I've been knowing for a long time commented under the photo of me and my recent ad with Kroger.
Mm-hmm.
I shared it on Facebook, and then she shared it to her friends, you know, all the aunts and aunties. Like, oh my God, look at mom's. But one of her friends was like, oh my God, he's famous now. You must be so proud. And my mom was like, I sure am. And I was like,
You famous?
Not that.
See, he was going to say, I'm not famous. You famous? I mean, you might be like a different level of famous, but
yeah.
It's still, you have a, at this point, you're building a recognizable face. Can you say that?
I can attest to that.
Okay.
People are looking at my face and going, oh, there's a male model, or there is a big and tall model. Oh, he's attractive. Like, you know, can I go buy the clothes here? Like, people in my Twitter mentions are asking me, like, Kroger starts selling clothes now? Like, that's kind of what I wanted, to be able to show people that look like me there are, like, here's an additional way you can shop and look comfortable and cool and trendy and not just have a Hawaiian shirt and some cargo shorts on.
Thank you. And not just
with no shades.
No. But not any Hawaiian shirt. One that's three sizes too big, and not just any cargo shorts, but the one that have pockets that are that stick out so wide.
Yeah.
They basically another pair of jeans.
Yeah,
those cargo pants.
We know. I think everybody knows.
Cause I have on cargo pants today, and they have slim pockets. You know. You can do cargo. You just got to get the slim pockets. But so that to me, like, that was everything about your journey is exactly why I started my brand. You are, if anybody listening is a brander, Miles is, you're my avatar. You know, like, every brand should have an avatar. You're my avatar. This is exactly why I created my brand, to create opportunities for men that don't ever see themselves being represented anywhere. So that's why, like, I'm so excited to do this interview, because I feel like Miles is real low-key. And, like, Miles is never the one that'll be like, oh, so when are you going to interview me? Like, Miles will never say that. And it's like, so many times I thought to myself, oh, I should bring you on the podcast. But then something will happen. I'll forget. I have very short-term memory, it seems, these days. And
we're getting older. That's okay. That's called wisdom. So the more wisdom you get, the more your brain is filled with things that you have going on. It's okay.
Oh, that's what we're going to call it.
That's what we're going to call it today.
Okay. So, all right. So now we've talked about the modeling journey. So I'd like for you to share with the people maybe let's go with two tips that you've learned today that you did not know 2 years ago about your career, your modeling career. Like, because I know just as well as I do, and Zach, and Rob, and Chris, and Calvin, like, I know all of your inboxes are constantly filled with one burning question.
How do I get to be a model?
Exactly. We all know it because it happens to all of us.
Actually, it's either how do I, you know, become a model, or it's where do I get my clothes from? Which, again, are crazy questions to me, because I don't think I get my clothes from just some extraterrestrial place.
But they don't know.
This is true. I go online just like everybody else. But if you don't know, you can't improve. So
you go online, but where do you go online? You see, you can't just... Listen, one thing about what we do, it's not easy. Number one, it's not even just that you have clothes. It's that you look good in the clothes.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Yes. So what they really want to know is, how do I look that good in my clothes? That's what they're asking, but without asking. Because, you know, like, we don't know how to act. We don't, this is about to dive into a whole other topic. But we as men don't know how to celebrate each other without there being some sort of homosexual undertones.
Thinking I'm attracted to you because I think, just because I like the way your pants fit.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Like, no.
No, bro.
I want those pants to fit on me. Right.
Maybe I just haven't had a moment for my pants to look like that.
So can you tell me
and
what you
I
got?
I want to be cool like that. Like, let me have that opportunity. I get it.
Right. So that's men's way of saying you look nice in something. How do I get that? Because, yeah, so you have that, or you have the, damn, bro, you looking tight, bro. You have that one. But basically, that's what they're trying to get at. So, right. So I'd like to know, when you're not modeling for all these high-end brands or these Fortune 500 brands, where does Miles shop? And we're going to get back to the modeling question, but that made me think of shopping, because I know that's what people want to know.
So, a really good resource for guys that are brawn or consider themselves big and tall is definitely ASOS. If you want to get basics, because ASOS has a lot of essentials like tees that come up to a 6L, 6 extra large.
Excuse me?
You know ASOS sells those?
No.
Yeah. Okay, well, hold on. Let me dial that back. The name on your tag will definitely be 6 extra large. But you have to do the research on every specific brand to see what that measurement means in according to a 6 extra large. I learned that the hard way.
Oh!
Because then a couple times, earlier on in, I guess, me shopping at ASOS, I would just order something, like, because I normally wear, if I go to JCPenney, Dillard's, Macy's, like a department store, a 2X is probably going to fit me 9 times out of 10. It's just the way it's cut. Regardless of if I feel like I am carrying a little extra weight that month or not. A 2X usually fits me.
Oh, can we talk about that?
What?
See, every time you keep saying something, you make me think of, like, another thing. Yeah.
Wait, because what are we supposed to be talking about? Ghosting.
Yeah. We're going to get to ghosting. We're going to get to ghosting. So, so you shop at, you said ASOS goes up to 6X.
Mm-hmm.
But I also wanted to, like, just touch very quickly, like, very much like how women feel like, at that time of the month, they might feel a little extra weight mm-hmm. on them. Mm-hmm. We don't have time of the month, but...
But there are definitely moments where I feel like I've eaten too many Chick-fil-A waffle fries and my stomach is a little pudgier than it normally is, right? That happens, yeah.
Okay, so I had that moment a few days ago, mm-hmm. and I was like, I really had to think twice. And then a little birdie in my brain was like, Kirk, fucking post these photos. You know why? Because if I don't post these photos, everything I'm saying, I'm not standing by it in my brand. And I felt like I had ate way too many taqueritas that day because my stomach looked like I'm giving birth in 1 month in that photo. And I'm not kidding you. And I was like, I felt like, to quote Maui, I'm still fly as fuck in this fat ass body.
Period.
That's how I felt. And I was like, I'm posting these photos. But I just wanted to touch on that. Like, just because you're feeling a little heavier this month, like, I'm not saying don't do anything about it, but also don't feel like you need to become some sort of recluse at that moment.
Yeah,
you know?
Your life is not ending.
Not at all.
Beyonce gains weight and then loses it. So if she can do that, you can do it too.
Hashtag. If she can do it, we all can do it.
Everybody has moments where they feel like they've either overindulged or they're just going through something. Life in general puts obstacles in our way, and then a lot of people's ways of dealing with obstacles is to go eat something. Mm-hmm. Like, there's comfort in eating. So if you look up and you feel like, man, I really have ate too much mac and cheese this week or this month, it's okay.
Just lay off the mac and cheese
right,
next
lay
month.
Off, right, lay off of it and go take a walk. It's not in the world.
There you go. So, I just want to touch on that real quickly. But, okay, so ASOS, you said they go up to 6X, but it's important to make sure that you are... Looking at the measurements, because every brand does have different... How do you want to call it? Cuts?
Yes. Cuts. Cut styles and measurements, basically. Bottom. Everybody's is different.
And so, that's important. Give me one more place.
Did I shop?
Mm-hmm. Like, that's another... You feel like, see, the thing, okay, even for me, right, I'm a big guy, but I'm an in-betweeny big guy,
mm-hmm.
which means I can shop almost anywhere because I'm either the top end of your size or I'm the beginning of your size,
okay,
depending on
that's
if you're a big and tall brand or not.
That's fair.
So there's very few places I can't shop.
Mm-hmm.
However, the struggle I find is that I don't. And this has been my mantra, and I hope to keep this for the rest of my business. But I do not promote brands that don't at least go to a 4X on the brand.
Me and Zach were just talking about that at the photo shoot.
Yeah.
Like, to actually say that you have extended sizes or that you sell big and tall clothing, your tops need to go to at least a 4X.
I agree.
That's just fair.
And I feel like, yes, because it's the you know what, I'm going to speak very openly. So, there was a big company that started extending their sizes, right? And they said they were going to launch... Yeah, you know. So, they were...
Y'all didn't see my face just now, but I was like, my wheels started turning. Mm-hmm, I was like... Mm-hmm.
And you know. I feel like an owl! No. But, so they went from 36 to 40. And then called themselves extending their sizes. 40 is where you should have been already. Extending your size should be 50.
If we're being fair. Yeah.
Right. So, that's why I never promote that brand. Because they don't go high enough.
To actually, meet the marketing that they say they're supposed to be.
Yes.
Having.
And once this interview is done, I'm actually going to go onto their site and see... if online they've extended past But the last I checked, they went up to 40, and that's not extending your size. That's just, you're basically getting the in-betweeny, the quote-unquote acceptable fat guy, basically.
You know what, to piggyback off of in-betweeny, when you were asking me about what other brands I shop at, the Old Navy Gap and Banana Republic trio of, of family of brands.
Yes.
Awesome place to get pants, jeans, chinos in general if you are a guy that is above 40. Because I think I want to say they go up to at least.
Well, now that I have you guys on commercial break, let's talk about ways you can support the XL Tribesman brand. A lot of times people ask me, how do I support or what ways I can support? Because not everyone needs a photo shoot. Not everyone needs a website. So another main way you can support is through an effort called Patreon. That's patreon.com/XL Tribe. Now with Patreon, the ways you can support us are very interesting. We have a bunch of different tiers that you can donate at. It's 1, 3, 5, 85, and then 100. And each of those different tiers that you donate on patreon.com will get you a different level of access to me into the company. And so what I'd like is for you guys to head over to the site, check it out. And if you have any questions, don't be afraid to shoot me DMs or message me through the site. And, you know, if you guys are wondering how to support, that's definitely one of the ways you can support. Like I said, not everyone needs a photo shoot, not everyone needs a website, and not everyone needs styling. So that's definitely a way you can support the brand through efforts other than the four I just stated. Now, let's jump back into the show.